So once I found out there was a sex robot factory, I obviously had to go. Here's why I went to the sex robot factory. I am fascinated by the question, is this impossible standard of beauty that women are killing themselves to try to achieve? Is that even what all men want? I am delighted to report back that the answer is no. Not only did half of the dolls that were ordered have pubic hair, the customer spent an extra $1,400 for it. I spent $1,400 getting mine lasered off. This is proof we are not communicating. We gotta start talking to each other, you guys. It will save us money. But that wasn't enough. I still wanted to see what they were doing with the robot bodies. What if they were making these impossible to achieve bodies? That'd be bad for society, right? I especially wanted to see the boobs. Because in my head, every guy wants the same kind of boob, right? Giant double D, little tiny perky nipple. No, no. There's a wall of nipples. 38 different kinds. One of the most popular, oblong. One of them looked like a piece of caramel, fell on the floor. Best seller! Great news, ladies. Whatever shape your nipple, there is a man out there who will pay top dollar. So I found this fascinating, and I start talking to the guy who puts the nipples on the robots, right? It takes him 24 hours to put on one pair of nipples. I'm like, what's the problem? Mr. Potato Head, that shit. Pop, pop, let's go. And he said it's actually a very meticulous process because they work very hard to make sure the nipples are uneven, because for something to look human, it has to have flaws. If something is too symmetrical, it actually looks creepy. Take that, Ryan Gosling's face. That was great news for me. And you guys might know why. Some of you might not know this, but I had eating disorders until I was in my late 20s. And as a result, my boobs grew in different sizes. That's a side effect for people when they have eating disorders sometimes, is your boobs grow in a little bit differently. I had to get 3 surgeries to get them straightened out. One was bigger than the other one. One was higher than the other one. They look like from the same general family. One was just like a shittier version of the other one. It was like Alec Baldwin and Stephen Baldwin. I kind of just wanted 2 Stevens, you know? Or 2 Alex, I'll take either at this point. And I was always so embarrassed about them because before I'd get with a guy, I felt like I had to explain what he was about to see. I'd have to prepare him, you know? I'd be like, do you like baseball and golf? Do you like young women and old men? You don't have to choose. Big Salvador Dali fan? So the tragic irony of this whole thing is that they're still not even, because one of the surgeons made a mistake and they cut through a muscle. I know, never get an operation by the airport. Red flag, I feel like I probably should have saw. And I hated them for the last couple of years. I hated them because I felt ashamed. My whole thing is, you know, accept who you are, love your body, and I felt like a hypocrite because I had these implants in. So I resented having all that work done for the longest time until a couple years ago when I got in a really bad snowboarding accident and I broke my shoulder. And I go into the surgeon and he's like, I don't understand, this injury makes no sense. I see this all the time. When people fall forward on a snowboard, they break their nose, they get a concussion. You only broke your shoulder. How did this happen? And in that moment, I realized that I bounced off my tits. And that my fake tits saved my life. So I'm having like a therapeutic moment at the sex robot factory. I've been in 12-step programs. I've been in therapy for 10 years. I'm having the most emotional progress that I've had. And I'm talking to this guy, I'm like, I don't understand why people are so against the robots. What if we use the robots to make women's lives better? What if every woman has their own robot clone? Think of all the things you can do with it to make your life safer. Before you walk to your car at night, you could send it out ahead of you. Like a decoy, you know how penguins push other penguins off cliffs, you know? Like, oh, they got her. Okay, I'm gonna just take an Uber. like the sex robots would solve so many of our problems. I keep reading about gray areas, like mixed signals, where two people have sex, the next day the girl feels weird about it, but the guy doesn't understand, he thought she was into it. You guys might not know this, but sometimes we have sex with you before we're ready because we feel guilty, because we've been conditioned to believe that if we make out with you but don't have sex with you, that your balls will like explode, blue goo all over the ceiling, and then you'll be handicapped for the rest of your life. You'll never walk again. So we feel bad, and then we feel ooky the next day. If we all have sex robots, that whole dynamic goes away. If you and I make out for 20 minutes, but I'm not ready to have sex with you, I can just say, hey, look, I am not there yet, but I do have a very flexible piece of Tupperware in the other room. Looks exactly like me without the ability to criticize you. I think you're gonna love it. So I'm talking about this on stage for a couple months, and people want to come up to me and argue with me about this, very hardcore. This group of people came up to me and they're like, I cannot believe that you're condoning this. What if people start to mistreat their robots? I don't give a fuck. How about that? On my list of shit I have to worry about, that doesn't break the top 2,000 things. You know what I am worried about? I am worried that as a species, we are now more emotionally attached to machines than actual human beings. Have you ever seen someone drop their cell phone in water? Ah! Same person that when they see a starving child in a television commercial, they'll be like, what else is on? But when there is a phone in water, they're like, get the rice, get the rice. When you see the starving child, that's when you should be like, get the rice. We give food to our phones.
Stream Whitney Cummings, Can I Touch It? On Netflix now.